The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Where do we begin?
Well, hello then, and a very good morning to you. It's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's your XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. It's Monday, and you are most welcome. It is well-nigh genial to agglutinate your concord, to embrace the placidity and connoissance of amity and convivial of aberrant bacchanalian berosif straight jumentus pandiculation. God, I bit of turning to Russell Brand. I'm so sorry about it. Sorry. Bit of swallowed the same thesaurus he uses. I didn't swear it. I'm saying long words, but they don't really mean anything in that context, do they? So, literally empty. We cry not revolution like him, though. The cheekboned tibial uncle idiot. Dave is gentacular. Matt has a digamy with estropade. And I really have swallowed Russell Brand's thesaurus. And your negotiating auditus with the XFM Breakfast Show. The participant of objectivity.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And here we are, looking for your sad habits this morning. So this came about a couple of weeks ago when I admitted, if you're listening, I admitted on air that when alone in stairwells, usually in office buildings, somewhere with a long stairwell, you know the ones that sort of go round a central column, so they go down and down and down and down, or indeed up and up and up, depending on the direction you're facing. You know, let's be accurate. I pretend I'm a Jack Bauer-style secret agent, if there's no one around, and I will genuinely put my hands in front of myself like a gun and go down the stairs stealthily, as though hunting bad guys. And I will go round corners, pointing it in front of me, and pointing and checking out, like pointing it up the stairs, down the stairs, as though checking out or anywhere a bad guy might be hiding or trying to take a shot at me. That is what I do when I'm on my own. It's just one of the...
And you're not alone. It seems a lot of people do that.
Well, that was the weird thing that came about. Yeah. People going, yeah, oh, I do that. I do that. But this prompted an avalanche of people having sad habits, things you do on your own. So it is now a regular feature, and we thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people also doing the whole cookery TV show in your own kitchen when you're making dinner.
Commentating on your own recipes. Yeah. I know, a lot of people do that. Natty Glover said that if someone says good morning on the TV or radio when I'm alone, I will answer them out loud.
Nice, yeah, that's a good one.
Even though they can't hear me. Hashtag sad habits.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Good morning, Natty.
There you go.
Hashtag sad habits, then at XFM. We do want to hear from you. What are the things you do when you're on your own that no one really knows you do? This is from Jem. When out driving, out and about, and I'm about to overtake another car, when I put my foot down, I always push a random button on the dashboard and shout, turbo boost, as I go past. Sophie's in Beckenham. When I'm on my own, John, I have a conversation with my own house. I come back in, okay. I open the door, and out loud, I ask my house how its day was. I don't know why I do this, but I do it. Hashtag sad habits, Sophie in Beckenham.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
XFM does tough mudder. Are you tough enough?
Turns out not. So, you've been hearing us talk about this if you are a regular listener in the build-up to it, and you may be familiar with it. Tough mudder. It is what they call the toughest event on the planet. We've been training for it. It is a half marathon, essentially. It's about 12 and a half miles, it turns out, of running up the hills of the countryside. So it's not even flat. And then every now and again, they throw in, I'm going to call it an obstacle, or something designed to break you. There are 25, 26 of these things. Every mile or so, to a mile. And they range from things that you get thrown in freezing water, you have to go in this cage full of water, pipes full of water, mud. Matt got stuck in mud at one point and had to be hauled out by the rest of the team. Which actually was one of the funniest things
I've ever seen. Had to dig my trainer out.
You were up to your knees in it at that point. It was good. There was the X-Men Breakfast Show team. It was myself. It was Matt here. Producer Dave. Producer Simon. Producer Simon can't walk now. And, of course, we gave the chance to join us away as a prize. What sort of prize was that? As I kept saying to the prize winner on the way round, as they were more or less crying into their own clothes, you won this last week. We gave away a telly. So we thank Tash, we thank Tori, we thank Becky, we thank Charlotte, we thank Andy, we thank Joe, others. And it was a team effort. It had to be a team effort. That was the point. And I have to say, and here's the whole point, we have chances for you to take part next year in any Tough Mudder of your choice in 2015, all right? XFM.co.uk is where you will find the entry details. I can promise you it is tough, it is brutal, and I ache like an M-word, but it's one of the best days out you'll have. It's very funny. If you'd like to see a video of us doing it, because as I mentioned, various people were wearing these ion camera things strapped to the sides of their heads, which all seemed to be pointed in my direction every time something bad happened to me, so thanks for that. But if you'd like to see us all trying to take part in just a very quick two-minute go at a thing that actually took us 4 hours, then xfm.co.uk, find the Breakfast Show pages. There you will see us in pain. The most painful bit, I think, probably was the thing that electrocutes you. It is a grid. You have to run through mud, but dangling from it, the grid above you, are wires which are putting 10,000 volts of electricity through you. Now, if you're an electrician, you know that won't kill you, because it's the amps, not the volts. But I tell you what, it bloody hurts. At one point, I got, as I tried to get into it, people are running through. Big, like triathletes, think they can just go for it, and it throws them onto their back the moment they're within this forest of wires. And I got hit in the thigh straight away. It threw me into another one, which electrocuted my jaw. Seriously, like I've been punched in the face. Which threw me onto my back, onto the floor, where a big bloke, right, a great big rugby-playing star bloke, was coming through behind me, threw him on top of me when he got zapped. But what I've got here, and this is the best sound you'll ever hear, it is of producer Dave being electrocuted. Because Dave was wearing the camera with built-in microphone, right? And this is genuinely the noise. And who doesn't want to hear producer Dave being electrocuted? How did it feel, Dave?
This was the one obstacle I was petrified of. And they saved it until the very end, so I thought they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's these, like you say, electric wires dangling down. You've got to run through them.
Oh, listen to this. This is producer Dave running through electric wires. You ready? Here it comes. I promise you, we haven't altered the sound on that. That is generally the sound it made, because as soon as it touches someone, it snaps through the electricity. This is it. I'll be honest, I can't hear that noise enough. Here's Dave again.
Stop it! Stop playing it!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM presents...
With Mountain Dew. Hashtag do the Dew.
As you well know by now, XFM Presents with Mountain Dew is all about putting massive bands in tiny venues. The next one that we're doing is Kasabian at the Garage in Islington. The very same Kasabian who played Glastonbury in front of 100,000 people. Who can sell out stadia worldwide. We are taking them, we are picking them up, and we are putting them down in one of the tiniest venues they've ever played. It is the Garage in Islington. It's going to be an incredible gig. It's sold out within seconds. The only way in now is via XFM. Every day this week, 8 tickets we have to give away. 2 pairs of 4. You and 3 friends could well be going to see them. Joining us in the Garage in Islington on January the 29th. To give them away, though, you've got to work for it. Obviously, you've got to work for these. All you have to do is identify the Kasabian tune as played on power tools that you'd find in a garage, because they're playing in the garage. Matt, again, is down in the garage. It's in the basement of XFM. We've got a garage down there. So there's the garage door opening there. Matt's in there. Morning, Matt. Morning, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Can you hear me?
It's quite loud again, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Right, so, once again, what you're going to have to do is play a Kasabian tune on a power tool, and we're going to have to try and identify it. What have you been doing? You've been busy sweeping up, have you, this morning?
I've done a bit of sweeping.
Yeah, it's not exactly a tool, that one, is it?
Well, I was thinking a sort of chim-chim-chiru vibe, maybe, for this.
That wasn't Kasabian, though, Matt. No, you can't play that.
Yeah. I've got other tools.
What's that? Is that an air hose?
Yeah, the unmistakable sound of an air hose. I always use an air hose in my garage.
I'm going to be honest with you, this is a really weird feature, isn't it? Sorry, let's just bring the effect back up.
I've got some percussion drills.
Have you?
As well.
What are they? Go on then.
No, I thought they worked quite well with the percussion elements.
Nice, yeah. Are you going to play a tune? What, are you going to play it on? Another drill or something?
Probably a drill,
I'm saying that to sort of prompt you up because that's the sound effects I've got. So
I might go with the hammer drill.
Yeah, a hammer drill. All right. Yeah.
Shall I give it a go?
Let's give it a go. All right. So what Kasabian tune is this as played on a weird drill? If you think you know what it is, text the word win followed by the title of the song to 83936. Win followed by the title of the song to 83936. Matt, take it away. What the hell was that?
I went a bit. I was trying a few things out.
That was like jazz experimentation in the middle of
it. I think I used an old phone during that. And I just found it in the garage and thought, why not? Yeah.
Just close the door on Matt there. Thanks, Matt. You can't hear you now, the door's closed. We promised you two winners picked at random, and two winners picked at random we have. The first one is on the line here. He is called Carl. He's in Eastbourne. Good morning, Carl.
Morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
All good, thank you. All good.
Good. Have you seen Kasabian live before, Carl?
Yes.
Excellent band live. Are they not, Carl?
Fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Excellent. Fantastic. You wait till you see them in a venue of this size, Carl.
Superb.
But it all depends whether you're going to get this right. So, here comes the tune again, as Matt played early this morning on a pneumatic drill of some description, which he really did and really happened. Before you give us your answer, Carl, here it is again. Bloody hell. All right, Carl. What the hell was that?
Empire.
Is the right answer. Come on, Carl.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Carl, you are taking three friends with you to see Kasabian in the garage in Islington. In front of... Yes, superb. You'll be four out of just 500 people, Carl.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
This is from Mark. Sometimes when I'm driving, John, I turn my sat-nav off near the end of the journey and pretend I'm Luke Skywalker blowing up the Death Star. And I say to myself, use the force, Mark. this is from Rich. On my own, John, sad habits, hashtag sad habits at XFM. On my own, on the top deck of a bus, sat at the front, I pretend to drive the bus. Oh, and I even make the sound of the doors.
Yeah. Still like to sit at the top deck front of a bus.
Everyone does, and everyone pretends they're driving it. Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah. What have you got?
Matt Stiles on Twitter says he pretends to be a cat and chases birds around the garden. This sounds like a fun way to spend your weekend.
Ben is in Hemel, and whenever he cycles, he does do a Tour de France-style commentary in his own head about his own cycling.
Nice.
Sad thing, he says he's rarely in the lead, even though it's made-up fantasy. Miss P on Twitter says when she's driving, she pretends to be a cop or villain, mixes it up, varies it most days, pretends she's either being followed or following the car in front. Your sad habits, please, on 83936. Alex FM on Twitter. Geordie Jimmy is in Shoreditch. When I'm waiting for the kettle to boil, I will give my exclusive interview regarding my new album. And I'll give that interview to my own kitchen in the manner of Noel Gallagher in the late 90s.
That's good.
And Alana is in Kent as well this morning. Sad habit, John. Every morning and night, I thank the traffic lights when they are green. If they are green when I get to them, I thank them. I say, thank you, guys. See you later in the morning. And at night when I get to them and they're green, I go, thanks, guys. See you tomorrow. From Fridays, I wish them a good weekend. Traffic lights.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then. It is XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and I'm going to welcome guest, hot guest action this morning from, well, someone who's not unfamiliar, to and with and for and by and around XFM, Russell Brand. Welcome.
Hello, mate. How's it going, John?
You well? You well?
Really good today, thank you.
You've been busy, haven't you?
I know, I've had a lot on.
You've had a bit, yeah, it's fair to say. Listen, I don't know, you may not have heard this yet, but Boris Johnson has commented on your supposed mayorship of London, right? Yeah. I don't know if you've heard it. Do you mind me playing it to you? And just then we'll come off the back
yeah,
of it,
if on, that's all right.
Here we go.
And very quickly, what would happen if Russell Brand was London mayor? What would happen to London?
Well, I want to see him come forward. You know, I think it's very, very important that we have a very, very wide choice of candidates, and I would certainly welcome the addition of Russell, or indeed anybody else, to the fray. But there's a worrying silence since yesterday. We know how long can it go on before we have a formal declaration of his candidacy? It's been almost 12 hours since the story broke, and I'm worried that things aren't developing.
So there's Boris Johnson. That was Steve's talking. So yesterday,
just hearing Boris Johnson there, you can see why people like him. He's a funny bloke. He's affable. He's got a nice way with him. But like, this is a time where a lot of Londoners are facing real fear about their homes. There's a real housing crisis.
Yeah.
We've seen protesters at Earl's Court. We've seen on the carpenter's estate, mums having to organise not to be dispersed all over the country. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson, the elected mayor, elected to look after us, the people of London, takes five times more meetings with bankers than he does with civil servants or representatives
yes,
of the fire
does.
Brigade or any ordinary Londoner. I think, you know, I think we've already got a comedian who's more known for his hair than his policies in the job. So I don't think there's any... What kind of change
is this
that
a no? This is a no. You're not going to do it.
Absolutely not. We've already got a comic in the job. If you want a daft comedian running London, just leave things as they are. What I'm interested in is real change.
I know you are, because we've all seen the News Night interview, right? And we've all seen you talking about this, and I know you're very passionate about it, and that's the right to do so. But, however, you just argued there about Boris Johnson taking more meetings with bankers.
That's right.
Would it be fair to say that you spent a lot more time, I don't know, in the last week, promoting your book than you have taking meetings with the same people he's not taking meetings with?
No, that wouldn't be fair, mate. I spend a lot of my time with, say, for example, the mums of the New Era estate.
Yeah.
The families that live on the New Era estate are being turfed out, so I'm spending a lot of time with them.
Well, you say a lot of time, Russell. How much time? Because you've accused Boris Johnson of taking more meetings. I don't want your diary.
And let's remember,
I was just wondering what time you
asked. Okay, well, let me answer you, mate. I mean, and also let's bear in mind that I'm a professional comedian, not one who just happens to inadvertently be funny while meant to be representing the cab drivers, the transport workers, the police and ordinary residents of London. I'm a comic.
Yeah.
So, like, I would say that every day I make sure, as part of my recovery from addiction, I spend time with drug addicts just like me, working on issues around recovery, which is what the profits of my book are going towards.
Yep.
I spend time with Londoners that are trying to sort out their housing situation. You know, of course, mate, I've got a book out, so in a way, this book is inadvertently helping those people by raising those issues. I mean, here we are.
And money for them, because you just told us that was one of my questions.
And here we are on XFM talking about London being socially cleansed. Ordinary people can't afford to live here. On XFM, a commercial radio station.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think I'm doing the best I can there. I might not be doing as well as Boris Johnson would want me to do, but I didn't have an eating education. So, you know, maybe down the line, if I do enough open university courses, I'll get there.
You won't need to change your hair. Tousled buffoons are the way forward in London, Russell. I think
already on the buffoon front, I'm a step in the right direction. But no, I'm happy being a comedian.
Let's go back just very quickly back to the book thing again, because I think that's good. Obviously, you said the profits are going, your profits. What about the publisher's profits? Are they throwing it all in?
Mate,
you know, you're talking about anti-capitalism stuff and how it doesn't work, but, you know, the book's published by Random House. It's a big company.
Sure.
How does that work?
I think what's interesting, John, if someone says, like, you know, if someone pointed out a fire, right?
Yeah.
All you want to deal with that is firemen. Not like, well, you've pointed out the fire. You better go and put the fire out and rehouse the families.
Can you hang about a bit? Because I want to talk about this some more. Is that right?
Sure, yeah. I'll stick
around. Russell Brand on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And here we are with the midweek showbiz gossip. All the stories in the papers that aren't quite stories, but still they're there, aren't they? They are the chaff news. It is the chaff news. This is where we pull it out of the papers and get rid of it early on in the day so it doesn't bother you for the rest of it. What do we have this morning, Matt? So I believe we have ghosts and sex tapes.
Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah. The usual chaff fodder, really. Yep. Front page news in the Sun today, underneath the obligatory picture of Kelly Brook in a bikini on a beach. There is the headline, Apprentice Sex Tape. Fears that romp will go viral.
So Alan Sugar has been having sex with that Nick bloke. Is he still
Nick
in it?
Nick Hewer.
Is he still in it?
He is still in it.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's Alan Sugar and him recording the whole thing on an old Amstrad video camera that probably doesn't work very well.
Yeah, they never sold many of them.
Not really. It was like the emailing telephone, wasn't it? It's rubbish. I still don't understand why Alan Sugar is held up as a business guru, right, for this nation when his invention of the Amstrad emailing telephone was the worst thing anyone had ever... Oh, yeah, I'm on the phone. It's a home phone, Alan. Why has it got an email facility? Everyone's got a computer anyway now. What are you doing? They were stacked up in Dixon's, not moving at all, weren't they?
What's anyway, this? It's not him.
Okay.
It's not Sugar. Of course it's not Sugar and Hewer. It is one of the characters on there, a guy called Solomon Akhtar, 22-year-old, one of the cocky sales people that we have on there.
You nearly swore then, didn't
you? I know, I really did. Because that's what they do on that show.
Yeah.
So he's, I don't know, his old sex tape with an ex-girlfriend. There's probably some revenge porn. That's all the rage these days, isn't it?
All the revenge porn in the cloud, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, revenge porn in the cloud. Put it on a drone and get it out in the cloud, a revenge porn, yeah.
Is that how you get things to the cloud? Just put it on a drone and fly it up to the cloud?
Yeah, you do. That's what I do, yeah. So, yeah, they're worried that it might go viral. Bad PR for the show. After one of the other contestants was, it was revealed the other week that he was convicted of biting a man's ear during
the fight. They should just turn these things into tasks, shouldn't they? So, unpleasant Alan Sugar there, maybe perhaps emailing a task on his emailing telephone.
Not a bad idea.
Over to one of the, your, I can't remember how I speak. Your task. Is it all right? I don't know.
Nothing.
Your task is to make a sex tape.
Yeah. Make it go viral.
Use sex tapes, rubbish. Well, that's because we made it on your emailing, filming telephone, Alan. It doesn't work. It's rubbish. This is, you haven't even printed it out properly. It's because we're using an Amstrad Daisy Wheel printer, Alan. It doesn't work. Yeah, well, you invented it, you idiot. What's next?
Well, after that, where do you go? I mean, but only to say that Joey Essex believes in ghosts and claims that he can hear them whispering to him. He says, and I quote, "Sometimes I sit in my ass and I feel something sitting next to me."
Sorry, is that Alan Sugar again?
Sounds a bit sugar still. "All I can hear is them speaking to me. I've always felt this presence, but it's not evil."
Well, of course, you've got a ghost in your house, haven't you?
It sounds quite similar to the ghost.
So Matt's house is haunted by the spirit of an old lady who Matt's young daughter, Bess, has seen in the house. And I met Bess at the weekend. She told me.
Yeah.
I said about the old... I said, "There's an old lady in your house," didn't I? And she said, because you weren't there, she said, "She's looking after the house while we're not there." She said to me.
You've heard it firsthand, though.
I have.
See how convincing it is. Yeah.
And she's ill at the moment, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She's been vomiting, so I don't know if that's connected.
One word, Matt.
Yeah.
Exorcist.
Her head didn't spin around.
Right. It's only a matter of time.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
That's Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. And I think I need to apologise to David and Mary, who've just texted in saying, just before I played that, they said, "If you're about to play Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out, David and Mary may actually whittle in their pantaloons a wee bit." So I'd like to apologise for playing that, because now you have urine-filled pantaloons. We aim to please. It is XFM Breakfast then, and this is where we invite you to complain about something that has wronged you over the weekend. It's XFM's Slate It With Flowers. Has something annoyed you? Has something got your goat, either metaphorically or if you're a goat farmer, literally, maybe a wolf or a goat fetishist, whatever, right? Feel free to get it all off your chest. On a Monday morning, a Moan-day morning, if you like, for XFM. Consider us the anti-flora service. This is where we take your messages and send a metaphorical dead bunch of flowers to something that has really annoyed you. Something, someone, a company, doesn't matter what it is. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. You can get in touch. Thanks very much to am this morning, thanks to my gym. John, can I send, please, a bunch of dead flowers to my gym for running out of clean towels this morning, meaning I had to dry myself with paper towels, and then, when they ran out, toilet roll. So what a start to the day, Suzanne. She's been, that's not good if you're wet, is it? Just matting that against yourself and bits of it coming off on your skin.
Yeah.
Matt, would you like to slate something?
I would just like to send a dead bouquet of flowers to the people who put all the goddamn ice cubes in the skip of water known as Arctic Enema at Tough Mudder on Saturday.
I'm with you there.
The freezing abyss taking all the air out of your lungs, thus making it quite hard to swim under the row of tyres to get to the other side. So thanks for that.
In muddy ice.
Yeah, muddy, freezing cold ice.
We'll be talking about this in a little bit, but the X-Men Breakfast Show team did the Tough Mudder, the hardest event in the world, they say. I have to say, it didn't live up to it. But getting electrocuted in the jaw was my particular highlight. I like to send some dead flowers to the man in charge of the electricity.
Yeah.
That you have to run through all these dangling wires.
100,000 volts.
Yeah, in my side, which threw me into another one, which electrocuted my jaw, which threw me into the mud. So that's where my flowers are going, so thank you. James in Sutton this morning, thanks to whichever idiot it was who invented the idea of a breakfast meeting. Meaning this morning I had to get up 2 hours earlier than normal so I could spill porridge on my suit in a cafe in front of my boss rather than on my pyjamas in the comfort of my own home. James in Sutton this morning. Slate here with flowers if you would like to. Flowers.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
XFM Breakfast, good morning. Hello, I'm John Holmes. You'll have heard, if you've been listening in the last 10, 15 minutes or so, that we're joined by Russell Brand this morning, who has already categorically denied the rumours that he will ever be Mayor of London or stand for Mayor of London here on XFM Breakfast after Boris Johnson spoke out about it yesterday. But it's fair to say, Russell, though, it has been a busy week, as we mentioned, right? So, yes, there's a book to sell, but it's an interesting... What came first? Was it the want to change things agenda, I'll write a book about it, or was it, I've got a new book deal, I'm going to write about this because I'm passionate about it? Which, how did it work?
In a way, this, you can't write this book without having had the life I've had. You can't have it without being the product of a single mum growing up in Essex. You can't have it without having lived on benefits, of having been a drug addict, of having known what it's like to grow up with a stepdad working nights in a Cellcom factory. You've got to have had those experiences to know what it might be like for other people. So when you hear people with addiction being criminalised and dismissed and stigmatised, I think, hold on a minute, I'm a person with addiction issues, so I'm connected to it. When I hear single mums condemned, I think, hold on a minute, my mum was a single mum. So the book is spent from a lifetime of coming from an ordinary background, hanging out with ordinary people and thinking, oh my God, I've got the mic.
I mean, I think you're right, isn't it? And is the problem then that the media elite and the government and politicians are from this certain level of background, certainly now more than ever, of course, because of the Camerons and the Boris Johnsons and everything else and their education. Is the problem that there aren't enough people from your background, my background, my mum was a nurse, my dad's a builder. Is the problem that there aren't enough of those people in power, or is politics itself the problem?
I think politics itself is the problem.
Well, what would be wrong if we did have more...
More nurses, more builders,
more single mothers
people.
In charge.
I think it will be an improvement, certainly. But what I reckon would be better still, mate, is that ordinary nurses didn't have to start marching as they were last week to get a pay rise. Ordinary firemen didn't have to go on strike to draw attention to the issues that firefighters are facing.
Does it start here, though? I mean, in terms of that, realistically, do you think... I mean, you must believe it, because I know you believe it. Do you believe this could change? I mean, genuinely, because most people would say, yeah, it's all very well, Russell Brand's banging off while he's got a book out, la, 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 and that's what they have said. But I know you believe it. And where does the movement go? How do you get people to... Because you know, as well as I do, that the media works like it does and politics works like it does.
Yeah.
Where do the people we've just been talking about, your builders and anything else, get into that system?
What I think is we, people in media, that includes you, John, of course, we can amplify causes we care about. It's about instead of us only unifying to, like, watch X Factor or Go West Ham, which are great fun things to do, and we can do those things as well, it's remembering that when we come together en masse, we can change things. That's why they work so hard to stop it happening. So that all I'm saying is if we come together, we're more powerful than them. They got the guns, but we got the numbers, in the words of Jim Morrison.
I sort of think I want to hug you now. Listen, Russell.
Well, you can, John. You can, because that is how it begins. There's a couple of men hugging each other and saying, well, we'll stand
in
together.
In a studio, yeah. I'm not going to stand near you because I'm much shorter than you and we look stupid. Well, I'm not like your tiny child.
I'll cuddle you on my knees.
Listen, Russell, it's been great having you in.
Thanks
very much. Russell Brand on XFM.
Cheers, mate.
Russell Firebrand, I'm going to call you.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So good morning then, this is XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and you join us, if you are only just joining us, for this morning's Tradesman's Entrance. This is how it works then. We are taking a snapshot of this fair nation and finding out the tradespeople, the tradesmen, the tradeswomen, the tradesgenders, if that's the way you're split, and what you've done, where you've plied your trade, in an actual celebrity's house, abode, office, workplace, car, we don't care. We just want to hear from you if you've worked with a celebrity. It's Tradesman's Entrance, and we've previously heard, of course, from the man who installed Jimmy Nail's toilet, the man who rewired Mick Jagger's house on the Chelsea Embankment, the person who put in Keith Duffy from Boyzone's golden shower. Have you ever grouted Miley Cyrus's downstairs bathroom? If you have, we want to hear from you. This morning's tradesperson is on the telephone now. He is called Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you? How the devil are you, Pete?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Good. What is it you do, Pete? What is it you do?
I'm a mechanic.
A mechanic. Right, now, listen, I'm going to have a 30-second guess, because that's what we do, even though it's absolutely pointless, Pete, because there's no way I can guess any of these, but still, we insist on doing it. You ready, Pete? Here we go.
Yep.
Right, did this celebrity, Pete, ever kill a person but seemingly get away with it?
No, not that I know of.
All right, then. Is it a man one? Is it a man?
No.
No, it's a lady. Right, okay. Is she still famous?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she's still famous. Is it, all right, final question. Would you, Pete, would you?
Yes, I would.
Okay, right then. Is it Anne Widdicombe, Pete? Is it?
No, it's not Anne Widdicombe, no.
Pete, who is the celebrity and what did you do?
I performed an MOT on Linda Lusardi's car.
Come on! Is she still famous, Pete? Are you sure about that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's still famous. She still turns up on telly.
She's still on the calendar in your garage. Pete, when was this? When was it, Pete?
It was late last year.
And what car did she have?
I believe it was a little Lexus.
Of course it was. Ooh. Of course it was. Lusardi's Lexus. Yeah. Linda Lusardi's Lexus. It's alliteration right there. And did she turn up topless, Pete?
No, she didn't.
No, disappointing, really, for you. And the other main question, of course, did it pass the MOT? I think that's what we're all dying to know.
It passed with flying colours.
Did it? First time. Look at that. But it's still more than 3 years old, isn't it? So Lusardi, not as successful maybe as she'd had it made out. I don't know. Did you, Pete, and look, be honest here, did you, if you got Linda Lusardi's car and she nipped off for a cup of coffee, Pete, did you rummage around in her glove box, Pete? Did you? Come on.
No, I was a good boy and I left it closed.
Really? You didn't even have any look at it in whatsoever? No? Didn't have a look under the seats?
No.
Not in the boot?
No, not in the slightest. Nothing.
You're a professional, Pete. We like you. Well, there we go. Linda Lusardi's Lexus. And that was Pete who carried out the MOT on it. Pete, thank you very much for being our tradesman this morning.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. So if you are a tradesperson of any description, we do want to hear from you. We heard a couple of weeks ago from the lady who took Bez out of Happy Monday's fingerprints because she worked in a custody suite. It can be anything. If you've plied your trade in or around a celebrity, we want to hear from you for XFM's Tradesman's Entrance. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Hashtag Tradesman's Entrance.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
This is XFM Breakfast and we are joined again. Joined once more, just shy of Halloween, with a Halloween special. By the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, Vexen Le Crowley. Many other breakfast programmes, as you probably know, have a little moment where they invite you to step off the world, to embrace your spiritual side. You know, they have a pause for thought, don't they? A little moment of reflection where they invite someone of a religious bent into the studio to share with you an anecdote from their lives and then somehow clumsily and tenuously link it to Jesus or whichever deity they believe in. We're no different, but we're more of an equal opportunities employer because we give a voice to a belief system that other radio stations don't seem to, and that, of course, is Satanism. So here he is, with his devil-worshipping thoughts. It's Vexana Crowley with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. Now, as it's just a couple of days away, I want to talk to you about Halloween, an important event in my calendar, both as a Satanist and the owner of a Ford Focus ZTEC, since the insurance is up on the same day. However, only one of those two milestones give me an annual excuse to dress up in a scary costume and knock on the doors of strangers asking for sweets, and that's Halloween. Now, some of you may be thinking, hang on, isn't Vexen a little bit old to be off trick-or-treating? And, yep, strictly speaking, you're probably quite right. When a gentleman of my age decides to indulge in some extortion by making veiled threats, it's best to do so on a quieter evening and for something more substantial than sweets. However, in recent years, my wife and I have discovered that we are able to get bucket loads of wine gums and even the odd Kinder Egg simply by dressing my diminutive wife as a latter-day wee Jimmy Cranky, the confusing and not a little disturbing fully grown woman schoolboy who is one half of the notorious pantomime swingers The Crankers. And it was as I saw her asking for sweets in a ridiculous voice and shouting the phrase fan-dabby-dozy at a confused pensioner that I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For, like my wife using subterfuge to con the elderly into giving her sweets, so the red ogre of the abyss encourages us to lie, cheat, and steal our way to greater success. With the added bonus that we weren't just stealing from pensioners, but also from the children who those sweets were originally bought for. The devil is, as they say, in the detail. And that's why, while my wife distracted the muddled octogenarian, I broke into the old bag's garden shed, acquired a bottle of petrol and torched her garden to cinders, and while she was calling the fire brigade, I also made off with some jelly tots, half a dime bar, and a whole packet of Percy pigs. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And we invite you on a Monday morning to vent, to get things off your chest. If something has annoyed you this morning, over the weekend, this is your chance to metaphorically send it a bunch of dead flowers as we slate it with flowers. Your anti-flora service on XFM Breakfast. What have we got here? Angry people. This is from Darren in Staines. Thanks very much, flowers, dead flowers to the mum on the tube this morning for telling such a graphic story. Oh, I see, it wasn't this morning, it was last week, alright. Thanks to the mum on the tube for telling such a graphic story to a child about why they shouldn't eat food that had been dropped on the floor in detail about disease that I genuinely couldn't eat my lunch an hour later. The level of detail in your story was staggering. Thanks to that mum. So that's from Darren in Staines. What have you got, Matt?
Pink Princess on Twitter, the middle-class rebel, has a middle-class problem this morning on hashtag Slate It With Flowers. Thanks to Sainsbury's for running out of sauerkraut. What kind of shop runs out of sauerkraut?
I don't know, Halfords?
yeah, I suppose so.
I'm not sure that counts, actually, is that one? It's a mild annoyance if you wanted some sauerkraut. But fair enough. We'll send the flowers. This is from Little Jason. I want to send some rotting daisies, that's specific, to the large family of what I can only assume are baby bloody elephants who've moved into the flat above me over the weekend and seem to like doing Zumba at midnight.
On a similar note, Andrew in Stratford says, thanks to my new neighbours for bringing such an avant-garde understanding of the rules regarding recycling to our street. Your plastic blowing around my garden 2 days before it's due to be picked up is really adding something to the community.
This is from Susan in Hampstead. Can I just say a big thank you and slate it with flowers this morning to my children's school for making sure that every single thing they make and bring home is dripping in glitter. Everything they pull out of their bag comes with red glitter on it. So now our house looks like the spatterings of fairy blood everywhere. This is XFM.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM, Ellis James and John Robbins.
I'm like a tabloid sort of journalist. I know a tiny bit about everything.
Yeah. Whereas I know a great deal about Queen, which is sort of useless at social events. What did you think of the rumours Queen were going to split in 85? I don't really like Queen.
Good. What are you doing? What you see, that's, this is all kicking off in Syria again.
Yeah, Queen never played there, so...
FM, Ellis James and John Robbins.